Somebody b'shoigig, it was over one of the lavim, that's also a chayiv chatas for. So drashu b'chisisku v'sasas kol mitzvah seylo, v'yafinu b'hervius zu avoid zorum, talking about the chet of avoid zorum, so yishku lo k'chol ha-mitzvahs. That's doima to all the mitzvahs. If you din avoid zorum, it's like you oiv a-kol ter ha-kulam. Hoksiv terah achas means kol ha-ter b'mashma. The whole ter is b'mashma. Hoksiv, the next posik says, v'yanefesh ha-shatasa v'yad rama. If somebody does the chet, v'yad rama b'meitit. Is hook shul kulam to avoid the zora. Hook is all the kabbonis to avoid the zora. The drashi hook shul kabbonis shal shkogos shal kol aveirut shal avoid the zora. Has this Torah achkas is a limit to any chet you do b'shegig that you have a chiyav chatus to bring a chiyav korban l'shal avoid the zora to the chet the korban of avoid the zora. What's the limud? Ma avoy de zoro. Korban shalo ein abo. Elo ala veiru gemura. Shechayiv al doni koris. The only time you have a chiyuv to bring a chat as a korban is such a chet that if you would have done the chet b'mezid, you chayiv a korus. Now that you do the chet b'shoigig, we say you chayiv a korban. That's why there's a hekesh of shoigig to mezid. To tell me on which type of a shoigig is the rechiv chatis, only in aveira that if you do the aveira b'mezid, I'll call upon the chiyuv korus. But the chiyuv misavadim is good. But if you do something b'mezid, there's no chiyuv korus. Even if you do the chet b'shoigeg, there won't be any chiyuv chatis. Chatis and korus goes together. The only chayiv a chatis, if you do the aver b'shoigeg, in a case if you would have done it b'mezid, you would have been a chayiv korus, then b'shoigeg, the Torah says, you chayiv a chatis. So tomorrow, hukish kulum l'avoy de zorma. All the chiyuvim, a chatis is hukish l'avoy de zorma. Ma'al ha'ala, just like l'avoy de zorma. Dover shechayav ma'al zoyin a korus, in such a case, if you do it b'mezid, you chayiv korus. That's without Hasrua, without Soya Chayiv Misa. V'shilgos v'chatis in Medina avoid the Zorah b'shoigig. That means you forgot as an Isser, or you didn't know this Moloch is called the Melechas avoid the Zorah, is Chayiv Chatis. Av Kol Dover, who are than any other Chet in the Torah, Shechayav v'mazdoin the Chorus. In the case that you do the Chet b'mezid, you Chayiv Chorus, v'ashilgos v'chatis. In such a chet, if you do that chet b'shoigeg, then you chayiv achatis. But such a chet, you do b'meizid, there's no chiyav korban, there's no chiyav koris, b'shoigeg, there's no chiyav achatis. Right, that's what you say, right? Rashi, av kol ha-teira, ei mevi in chatis, elo adobo shedoni koris. Stam alav, you're not chayiv achatis. Only in such a lav, that if you do b'meizid, you chayiv koris. Sat rabon limud. But there's no limud that shoigeg has to have yediyah b'chlal. There's even a Tinnik Shanishpa, a kid that never knew Bechlal, there's Allah HaShabbat, never knew there's Nisa by the Zorah. If he deems that by the Zorah, later when he finds out the Yemes, he's chayav to bring a Chatis. He should. Because he should have learned earlier. So tomorrow, V'yele Munvaz Shkoga B'mai. Now good, so Munvaz says this Hekish here, and Munvaz before was even asking, even in the case, that you know you're doing an Isser, still he says you chayav a Chatis. So that Gemara, if you know, like you know this is Chaylev, and you know it's also Pete Chaylev, so why you chayav achatis? What's the shaking? That's mamash called amazing. That was Rebbe Kiva's kasha back to Munvaz before. You Munvaz says the chiddush, even if you know it's chatis and you chaylev, and you know it's also Pete Chaylev, still if you eat a b'shegig, you chayav a korban. Now what kind of shaking is it? For the more vele Munvaz shkoga b'mai, what was he shaking? Shrashi vele Munvaz the Amaliel. To me shoyz leidia b'shas ma'isa chayav achatis. Even somebody knows right now, b'shas is even the chaylev. I know it's chaylev, and still he's eating it. So how's the case? If I have a chatis, a botella, what kind of shkodr is that? And the Gemara could go and sheshav at the korban. As enechnami, you knew it's also tit chaylev, but you only knew there's a lav. You did not know the Torah says that if you do it, b'shoigeg, you chayav a chatis. You did not know the korban naval. So you were shogag nogeya to the chiv korban. Trashi to shogag the korban to yodei shechayiv as doni korus. I did not say that. You mamish knew b'mezid the chayiv korus. I will any yodei shechayiv ulachatis. But you forgot this. You said that if you do it b'shogeg yechayiv achatis. That's also called the shogeg. Tremendous chiddush. For rabbanon, what's the rabbanon for? We hold a rabbanon of Adam that shigas korban lo shemesh gogin. That's not called the shogeg. Since the mitzvah is you know you're eating chaylev right now, and you know there's an istat eat and even know you get korban if you eat it, that's not called the shogeg. Ah, you don't know one prat of a korban. That's not called the shogeg though. Trashi lo shemesh gogo at sheshogag b'aver atzma. A shoygig means that the chlal, you do not know you're doing an avera. As far as you're concerned right now, you forgot chelav is osam. Or you forgot this piece is chelav. You didn't think this is the fat that's osam. You thought this is shuman, this is the mutadika fat, you thought. That's a shoygig. But in the case where you know it's issa, just you don't know the chiv korban, havadi apotah, that's not called the shoygig, it's called the mezid. Now, according to Rabbanan, how much of a shkoga do you have to have? He said, Munvaz, we just said the Chiddush was, even though you knew that it's the Chiyiv Koris, still, since you don't know a Chatis, you still Chayiv a Chatis. Now, according to Rabbanan, how much of a shkoga do you have to be? There's two ways to learn. Avad, you can't know there's the Chiyiv Koris involved. What about if you just know there's a lav involved? Now, you know Chelev is Osatik, but you thought it's a Poshra lav. You did not even know there's the Chiyiv Koris. Is that called the shogig? Because nageya to chorus and chatas goes together. Since you did know that there's such a chomadik issa that you chayev a chorus, maybe that's called the shogig, nageya to korban. Or else no. The way Pashtas, according to Rabbanan, the shogig means you bechlal don't know you're doing an issa at all. You think chelev is mamish muta. But if you know that chelev al koponim is a lav, that's also called the mezid already. This is the shalom according to Rabbanan, fretting morum. For Rabbanan, shkog gavamai. Rashi Rabbonon the boy Ishkogo Baver Atzma. You have to be shogi. You don't know that you're doing an avera now. Shkoga b'may karmi. How much of a shogi do you have to be? Shkoga b'kula milsa b'lav v'koris. Does it mean your mamash have to be shogi that b'chlal you do not know chelav is osman at all? You don't know there's a lav involved and you don't know there's a chiv koris involved. As far as you're concerned, it's mamash muta. That's poshup shat. No, maybe it's enough, even according to Rabbanin, even though you know Chelev is Osir. But if you only think it's a lav, you don't know there's a Chiyav Koris involved, maybe that's also called the Shrega. That's also called the Shrega. Saka Machlekis. Rabbi Yechon no mak going to Shrega be Koris. Sant, Mashal, they pass in the Rambam back like this. Then it's enough to say you're a Shogag in the Koris. Afal Pi, she's a Balav. Even though you're a person that knows Chelev is Osirit, but you only think there's a lav involved, you don't know there's a chiyuv koris involved, that's also called the shogig. And if you eat this chelev now, matnas taiva, you have to bring a chatas, a korban. For yashlokish shama no, ashi yishko v'lav a koris, you have to be mamash a shogig gomer. I mean, as far as you're concerned, it's mutter to eat chelev. You do not even know there's a lav. But lo yitzu, you know it's also tita b'teros a lav even, there wouldn't be a chiyuv chatas. Shrashi kivon, sheshogag the koris alvagav chizib a lav. Sheoz ha korban al a koris. According to Rabbi Yechon, the korban comes because you did not know the klal, you're doing an avera of a chorus. Who bo? That's the svara. With what chet, which chet, do you have to bring a korban chatis? Only a chet that has a chiyuv chorus to it. So the ikka that's mechayev you a korban is the chorus. So Rabbi Yechon holds, if you do not know this chet has a chiyuv chorus, so now you call the ganze shogig, the get to this new pasha of korban chatis. Therefore you chayev the korban chatis. But as Lakas says, no, he owed Shogig means poshit. Shogig means even from the lav, you have to think it's mutter. Omar Rav, my time of the Shurim Belakas, what's for Lakas' time that your mamash have to be a Shogig Lagamri from the lav and from the chorus? Omar Kroa, Shaloisi Aseno, Pishkogo, V'yoshim, and V'yoshim. And then you realize you did a chet. Ache Yishkog Belav, the chorus Shabo. It's Ache Bishkogo, Rashi Loisi Aseno, Hain the lav. The Torah says, Ache Loisi Aseno, even the lav mashman was also Bishkogo. So even after Lav Shaboy, you did not know it was Osa. That's the way Rabbi Yechon, that's the way Rosh Lakish Dachshins. For Rabbi Yechonon, High Kroah to Rosh Ben Lakish. This, or maybe Rosh Ben Levi, this Kroah goes according to Rosh Ben Levi. Don't forget, Rabbi Yechon, High Kroah to Rosh Ben Lakish, my overlay. What does Rabbi Yechon do with this Pasuk that Rosh Lakish just brought down? Hey, Rosh Lakish just brought a good Raya. The Pasuk says, I shall say, I send a Bishgoga, that even the Lav, you were shaking upon the Lav. So how could Rabbi Yechon say no? In the case that you know there's a lav involved, just you don't know there's a chiyuv koris, also you chayev a chatis. Either Torah says, lo yisasenu b'shgogo, and the Gemara, mi boi le l'katanya, meyam oris apostik says, prat le mumar, that a mumar is potter from a chiyuv chatis. Reb Shimon ben Elozu, oimer, mishum Reb Shimon, asher lo yisasenu b'shgogo v'oshim. Someone did a chet, and then he, the oshim, he realized did a chet. Is Hashem Miyidiyosai maybe Korban Asher Gosai? Which type of a person that after he realizes he did the chet, he has to bring a korban? Only a person that now that he knows he did the chet, he's going to do tshuva. Because he's not a mumur. He's an elochayid. Just he forgot chelav was osa. Now you tell him chelav was osa, he'll zicha do tshuva, he won't eat chelav anymore. So such a person has a chiyuv chatas. Ma'ashen kein lo yishov Miyidiyosai, if you have a bandit, a mumma. That even after you tell him chelav is lost, he doesn't care. He's going to go ahead and eat chelav again. Nachamol, he enjoys it. He's going to eat chelav again. He's not going to be shaved. He does even when he finds out about it. Still, to continue eating chelav. Such a person is ainah maybe korban hashagasa. The Eibusha doesn't want his korban. Has to be said that the korban is a kapara. Who's going to get a kapara? Somebody does tshuva. But this bandit that keep on doing chelav, there's no purpose for him to do a korban. He's not going. He doesn't have a chiyuv to bring a korban. So that's what does this. That's what this pasuk says. Hashalos yasenah bishgaga biyoshem. Who has to bring a korban? Only somebody that's an oshem will stop doing the chet. But if you're not going to stop doing the chet, you don't have to bring a korban. More bite a little bit. Tanan. Learn now Mishnah. There's a Mishnah later. Ovois Malacha is Aboyim Chozrachas. The Mishnah says later that there are 39 Ovois Malachas, 40 missing one. The Avinim born, we ask the Kasha, Minyono Lomali, why does the Mishnah have to say 39 like? Pshit, they count him. The Mishnah reckons there is 39 Ovois Malachas, go and count him. Why do you have to have an extra like word in the Mishnah to tell us the Minyonim? To make it easier for us, it doesn't have to say that. Trashi Minyono Lomali, list the Ovois Malachas, that's all. Hazareya of Yachirish. Say, these are the Ovois Malachas, plowing, planting. Why does Mishnah have to say 39? Lisnayu, v'yanan yadinu, the mem chosrachas ikka. Just say, just count the recognize all the Ovois Malachas, and we'll count it ourselves, and so, no, we are 39. V'yomer Rabbi Yechon, it said, why does the Mishnah have to say 39? Shim osan kulam, v'helem echod, chayev akolachas v'yachas. The Chiddush says, if you do them all, with one helem, you're forgetting all of them. In other words, you knew today was Shabbos. Just, you didn't know the Malach is also. No, she must be kulam melam echad, chayim akulach zech. No, the case, you knew today was Shabbos. Just, you didn't know today it's also Zareya, Chayrish, Kaitzeh, Zareya, Boirer. Because you didn't know each Malach is also. You were shogeg in all Lamates Malachis. Is alocha yechayim akulach zviachas. Since each Av Malach is a special Malach by itself, yechayim 39 chatois. It's the case that for one Shabbos, you'll be chayav 39 chatois. Shrashi Shemosan Kulam, v'sim nebiyam mashminim leida kama chatois chayav achilu Shabbos achas. Therefore, the Mishnah says 39 to teach of, it's shayach a guy that can have to bring 39 chatois for one Shabbos. He did lamish every single lamish, every malach he did. The helam achas means he forgot today was Shabbos. No, not forgot, he knew today was Shabbos. Just he forgot that this malach, he forgot about the 39 malachas. For the Gemara, hechi mishkachas lo, v'zodin, how do you find such a case that you chayev 39 lochis? V'zodin Shabbos, is this have to say he's a guy that knew today was Shabbos? Because if he forgot today was Shabbos, the Mishnah says you only chayev one chattis. That's called the ikishkoga was, you forgot today was Shabbos. Then you only have to bring one chattis because there's one shogeg, you forgot today was Shabbos. Here we want to say Yechayev 39 Chatois, his Zicha knows today is Shabbos. You have to say, Vizodin Shabbos, the guy is aware that today is Shabbos. Vishigas Malachis, just he forgot that the Malachis are also. But I call upon him, he knows that such is the Shabbos. Now the kasher is, what kind of modern year is this? If he was a Shabbos in all 39 Malachis, he thought every single Malach is mutter to do. So what do you mean he knows the Shabbos? What is Shabbos called then? That the guy could do every single Malach there is, what do you mean he knows today is Shabbos? The Chur, the Kasher, he doesn't know Trei Shabbos then. If you know Trei Shabbos, Shabbos means that there's an Issa, Shrisi, you have to rest. What do you have to rest from? What do you think Shabbos is? For the Gemara, how do you have this case? So Bishtei, Mother Rabbi Yechon, is very good. Could go in Sheshor Gag Bekoros. With Afal Pi, Shehezit Balav. We're talking about a person, the Yid, that knows this Shabbos. And he knows this Lamates Malachas. Now he thought all the Malachas of Shabbos only have a laugh to it. There's no Chiv Kuras involved by Shabbos, and there's no Korban involved by Shabbos. So therefore, if this person does it, such a Machshavam, he's Chayiv 39 Chatois. That's good, according to Rabbi Yechonin. B'shkach is not going to the other land of Shabbos for laugh. He akoponim knows that such a Yisrael of Shabbos negay to a laugh. Elo l'Rev Shimon ben Lakish to Yomar, Achi Yishko b'laugh the Kuras. Rosh Lakish says, no, when is a person Chayiv Chatis? When his mom is such a big shegeg that he bechlal does not even know there's a lav involved. He bechlal doesn't think there's an isra at all. He doesn't know bechlal you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. You're allowed to plant on Shabbos. He thinks it's mutter. Or bezoid the other lay b'Shabbos of mine. How do you call this guy? He's called the guy that knows Shabbos. He's not shugging about Shabbos. He's only shugging about the melachis. The guy doesn't know one melacha to Shabbos, so it's called he forgot about Shabbos. He doesn't know Shabbos. What do you mean he knows Shabbos? Have the Gemara atayid the Adina b'tchumim. He knows one halacha on Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk with the tchum. That's what he knows. The Aliba the Rabbi Kiva, and it goes according to Rabbi Kiva that holds the Yisr tchum is the Raisa. His posh, we hold the Yisr tchum is only the Rabbanon. But there's a Rabbi Kiva Shita that holds that Midiraisa, you're not allowed to walk out of Tchum Shabbos. Some people see in Erevin, some Shita done according to Rabbi Kiva, the Issa that arises is only Yud Beis Mil, like you had in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. If you walk Yud Beis Mil out of your city, then you're Chai Midiraisa. That we have our Payim Amma, that Zich only Midirabon, even according to Rabbi Kiva. But I call part of according to Rabbi Kiva, there's a Hecha Timsa, by walking Yud Beis Mil out of the city, you're over Issa Midiraisa. So this Yid knew this one halachi. He knows today is Shabbos. And he learned that on Shabbos, Kiyom Lekar Etchum, that's all he knew. So he knew today is Shabbos. He forgot every single Lam Tess Melachis. He's called the Shogun, he knows the Melachis, and he's Chayiv 39 Chatois. Drashi, Bishem Rav Yechni Yom Mashkodesh Korish Mashkogo Mishkachas Lazod in Shabbos Balav Mashkogo Melachas Bekrisos the Yadalei L'Shabbos Shehuzer Al Alavim. He knows that such a thing as Shabbos is alive. Oy shall cool on oy shall achas men. Might not come in even knew the lav on all on the test blockers, or he knew just in another cook on Shabbos. Hakol Panim, he knew there's such a thing as Shabbos. Or Mashenkin, according to Resh Lokas, Yod Lev Shabbos Mahai. Haloy bekul on Shogag. Kisar v'shakol lam ates melachas mutaris. If you have a Yid that thinks all lam ates melachas amuta, what do you mean he knows the Shabbos? There's no Shabbos on the Zayin. The Teretiz betchumin, the Inon de Korbin, the Aliba de Rabbi Kiva, the Yom HaMasech de Saita, tchumim de Yeraisen ninu, the Tnan boi bayem darosh Rabbi Kiva, umidoysa michutz liir. Rabbi Kiva sheet to read that there's an Issim de Yeraisa to walk chutz from Yud Beis Mil, to walk outside the tchum. From the Zayas and Rashi learns here, Mamash Chayiv Echates according to Rabbi Kiva. So a Kopar of Stagayat is something that is a Chiyiv that is Nisa de Yeraisa. Alright, stop it. Yeah, we're holding the Samech Tes Amud Aleph halfway down. So the Morman Tan Alohod Tanam Rabbanon. Who's the Tan of this Braisa? Shogag b'ze uvaze zehu shogig kama b'teru. If somebody is shogig in both, that means that he forgot today was Shabbos, and also he forgot that these malachas are osur. He forgot both. That's the ikke shogig kama b'teru. Like Rashi says, zehu shogig kama b'teru. Kloima heichad the shogag b'Shabbos uve malachas. He forgot today was Shabbos, and he also forgot these malachas are osur. As he was Chorash and Kotzer on Shabbos, and he forgot, these are also. Is en kan ledin v'loy dayin lekante v'en l'choshed l'kezeh. Nobody will be mechulak on you, this is zicha called the shogig. That in such a case, you're zicha mechayiv achatis if you did this on Shabbos. Hezid b'zeh v'zeh, let's say if I care, the person knew today was Shabbos. And the person also knew you're not allowed to be Chorash, you can't plow on Shabbos, you can't cut off the tfuah on Shabbos. Zuhi Mezid Omer B'Torah. That's Pshita called the Mezid. If he did it with Eidim, with Asura, he's Chayiv Misam. Without Asura, without Eidim, he's only Chayiv Koros. Shrash Hezid Bezeh, Bezeh Ein Lecho Mezid Kezeh. Now where's the Shiloh though? Shogag B'Shabbos. Somebody was a Shogag, and Shabbos means he forgot today was Shabbos. Ve'Hezid B'Molochis, and he did the Molochis. He knew you're not allowed to be Chorosh on Shabbos, you can't plow on Shabbos. Just he forgot today was Shabbos. That's one case of a shkoga, that is a chai b'chatis, if he does the melochas on Shabbos. Or another case is, she shogag b'melochas. He forgot you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. He forgot about melechas charishim. He forgot about the melechas koitzer. V'ezid b'Shabbos, he taka knew today was Shabbos, just he forgot his melochas arosa. That's also called the shogi, that you chai b'chatis. Or she omar, yodei ani shemlochas u'asura. I talk you know today is Shabbos, and I know you're not allowed to make charish on Shabbos, you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. Avol eni yodei shechayov malei korban. I don't know if you chayiv a korban if you plow on Shabbos oiloi. Is chayiv? Such a case is also called the shogeg, that you chayiv a korban. So the Gemara Keman, who is the shita kun munvas? This is munvas shita we had before. The real zechidish. Mshogeg is mamish kemezid. You take and know you're doing the avera. Just you don't know there's a chiyuv korban. That's also a chayiv to bring a korban.
Weiter. Omer Abaye, Hakel Moedim Bishwas Bitoi, everybody is masking. Musum Tida means Zaira Biechnen, and Zaira Shem Ben Lokish, that by the Korban of Bishwas Bitoi, if you swear false, there's a Chiddush after bring a Korban. Shein Chayovim Ale Korban, at Sheishkog Belav Shebo. Here even Rabbi Yechanan is moida. You only be chay of a korban shvuas bitui if you were shogag, means you forgot, you did not even know there's a lav in making this shvuas shov. So the more hakol moidim, who's the man the yom that's moida here, you don't need a lav in other places even though you know there's a lav, is man Rabbi Yechanan. The chur goes according to Rabbi Yechanan. That even though by Shabbos Lamoshel he's moida, even though you know you're not allowed to plow, you know it's also to do on Shabbos, just you think there's only a lav involved. You don't know there's a chiyuv koris for such a shkogi you called chayav korbin. Here by Shavuos Bitoi you'll be potter from a korbin. And what's the chilek? The chilek here that Shavuos Bitoi is the one case of the chiddush, even though there's no chiyuv koris b'mezid. If you do a shvuah shav b'mezid, you only chayav a lav. There's a chiddush akruv. You do it b'shogeg though that you have to bring a korban. So the more pshita, avad Rabbi Yechanan is moedi here. You have to be a shogeg in the lav because there's no korus involved. So lo yisri, the person knows that by swearing false you're over a lav. There's no shkoga then. That's called 100% mason. So the more kikom Rabbi Yechanan, when does Rabbi Yechanan say chiddush that even though you know there's a lav, it's still called a shogeg? Hechadik korus, where there's a chiyuv korus involved. So we say you call the shege because you don't know, you forgot there's a chiyuv koris for Melechus Shabbos. Abel Hocha, but here by Shavuos Bitoi, they're swearing false, the lack of koris, even if you swear false, the mezid, there's no chiyuv koris. There's only a lav. Loi, avad Rabbi Yechon is moidem. It's only called the shege if you forgot there's an issa b'chlal to swear false. So at the Gemara name, Salka, that the Chaminich, I would think, Hoyo v'chayev korbin chidishu, without this chidish by Shavuos Bitoi. It's a chidish that is the chiyuv korbin here. Why? The v'chol ha-terakul all over, loy ashkechon lav de maisi ole korbin. We never find a lav that you have to bring a korbin on the lav alone. Like we had before, you learn from Avodah Zorah, it's only such averus that have the chiyuv korbin. If you do the averus, amazing, a kopon of the chiyuv korbin, if there's a misa, if there's a chiyuv misa avada, but even if there's at least a chiyuv korbin, that is such averus. If you do it b'shoigeg, you chayiv a korbin. Ma'ashenker an averus that only has a chiyuv lav to it, even if you do it b'mezid, there's no chiyuv korbin. Ma'ashenker here by Shavuos Bitoi, this is the one exception, that even though there's only a lav, still you chayiv a korbin. Lashkon lav de maisi, la korbin b'hoche maisi, ma'ashenker here is the one case that you are, I would think he shogag b'korbin nami l'chayiv, that according to Rabbi Yechon, since it's a chiddushia, even though you know there's a lav, but since you're a shogig nogei to the chiyuv korbin, you don't know there's a chiyuv korbin. That's also called the shkoga to mechayiv your korbin. Kamash malon. No, that's a bias chiddush. Kamash malon. That here Rabbi Yechon is also.